truly my favorite part of Coach Katie Meyer coming on is the intro song. Crank it up, song.
There comes a time when we heed a certain,
when we heed a certain call.
When the world,
go ahead, Crowder.
Must come together as one.
Perfect.
Old enough.
People crying, dying, whatever.
Great
time to lend a hand. May have been lost on me. I love the people also that, you know, don't listen regularly enough to know that this is the song that we intro Coach Katie Meyer with, and I also love not explaining it. All right, time for 15 minutes of heat. It's brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Katie Meyer, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes women's basketball team. The NCAA announced yesterday, by the way, college hoops going to return on November 25th. And we can talk with her about that in a sec. But we got to talk some Heat Celtics first, Coach. We are just in love with this Heat team. They're fun.
Oh,
you know, you've
be.
Been around basketball your whole life. You've seen, like, there's winning teams that aren't fun. This one's fun, no?
They're so together. I mean, they're so in it for each other. It's an absolute coach's dream to watch this unfold. It's been awesome.
Yeah, Crowder has said that a million times, right? This is the epitome of team basketball.
Yes.
It's incredible. And then whatever their role is, and they could be, like, not called upon for 5 minutes, then Goran will just step up because he's supposed to hit a big shot. When it's time, he could be silent for the last 5 minutes. He steps up like he just hit 10 in a row. I mean, it's incredible that they don't need to impose their role every second. They just, when it is available and it's their time, they do what they're supposed to do. It's awesome.
And, Coach, and that starts from the top with Jimmy. That starts with the All-Star. How special is that to have an All-Star, Coach, a flat-out All-Star player that won't shoot the ball for an entire quarter but then take over the next quarter? Like, how hard is that to find somebody that's able to do that but literally, like, ego-wise, able to take himself to the back burner and then come up when he needs to?
I know, and his defensive effort. I'd be embarrassed to be on Jimmy Butler's team and not give 100% effort on the defensive end. And he set that tone early with his work ethic. So it's just been, I mean, he's leading from the front. He's leading from the middle. He's leading from the back. He doesn't care. He just wants to win. And he's not just saying that. Like, you hear all-stars say that all the time. This guy's proven it.
Right? That's the thing that I find so shocking is you hear people say it all the time. And again, you have coached a whole hell of a lot of people. Like, people say all the time, I want to be the team leader, but then they don't show leadership qualities. Or I want to be the leader and I want to make sure everybody gets involved, but you know that they've got their own best interest as the A number one motivator. And then you watch a guy like Jimmy. I mean, there's no real doubt there, right? He really wants to be and shows that he's a leader, but he does it in a way that is unbelievably generous, but also you know he's there. Have you ever coached a player like that? Where, I mean, that, like, literally, that he's the epitome of what a coach would want on in any team sport, no?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, he's not running after the game and checking the stat sheet, looking at the box score. I mean, you know those superstars that say, I'm all about team, and then as soon as the game's over, they run, they grab the stat sheet, look at their line. And even I could argue, someone who had 10 assists, that still can be selfish. If that's what your goal was, to have 10 assists, then you're putting what you want to do over what is necessary for the team to win. So even assists can be selfish if that's the thing you're hanging your reputation on. You know, you go check, well, see, I'm great because I had 10 assists. Aren't I unselfish? Well, actually, if you didn't shoot a layup that your team needed because you wanted an assist, that's selfish. So, and you just don't see any of that in Jimmy Butler.
And, Coach, after the game, it comes out. Duncan had his, you know, he had his game. He dropped 6 threes. But it comes out after the game, they were begging him to shoot. Every time he touched the ball, the entire team was screaming, shoot the ball. Like, have you ever had a player that you had to beg to shoot the ball?
Yes. But, you know, it's you do. You really do. And sometimes there's another word in that sentence. Shoot the ball, you know? because
don't get us in trouble now, Coach.
When you know the talents of your teammate, and you know that, and it's what the team needs. That's what I'm saying. If you pass up a shot that the team needs, it's a Miami shot. This is a Miami shot. You take it. If you get a Miami shot, it's not about you. It's about everyone who set the screen and set up the pass and attacked the bucket to get you open, and you don't shoot it, like, that's selfish. And so, but Duncan, my God, he can turn his hips and get into from any angle, from any movement. His stroke is incredible.
Coach Katie Meyer is with us, Miami Hurricanes women's basketball team. All right, I got to put you on the spot in front of Crowder, but it's what we do on this show. Straight up.
There's two of us in South Florida, huh?
Straight up, who is your favorite Crowder? Is it Channing or is it Jay Crowder? Because you love watching Jay Crowder play basketball.
See, yeah, I mean, and when it comes to radio personality, for sure Channing. But in terms of basketball player, I got to go with Jay.
You love his game, right? You love his game.
Yeah, I love, because it's Jimmy Butler times two. I mean, you got two of them, and he's doing what he needs. And I mean, he's shooting three sometimes because they needed him to, even though that's not, you know, what he's kind of known for. But gosh, in the playoffs, his threes have been incredible. So I just feel like they're just guys that are out there and just not listening to any noise except what, you know, what their teammates and coaches are saying. And it's there's a lot of humility on this team. It's beautiful.
And Coach, I heard for years you can't run a zone in the NBA, and then Spo brings it out. We've actually asked you about running a zone earlier in the regular season. Why does it work when the Heat does it? Why can they run that zone and be effective, and most teams can't?
Well, there's this guy called Bam in the middle of it. he covers about 40 feet. You know, he's literally, if you watch, the Celtics tried to do a pick and roll and they rejected it. The Heat were icing out of their zone and the Celtics rejected it and they ran both the ball handler and the post, you know, down. They left a gap for a pocket pass. And Bam had his left hand on the ball handler and his right hand on the roller, and he guarded both the pick and the roll. One person guarded two guys and he blocked and interrupted the play. And I'm like, oh, my God, like, that's something you don't see very often. He's got incredible range defensively, so you can really fly out at the shooters because, you know, even the pull-up, he's challenging pull-ups from 15 feet away and protecting the rim at the same time. So he's key to that whole zone.
I've been fascinated with him all season, and sometimes you get a player that is a one-time all-star. They have a fluky good season. Bam Adebayo, he's a bona fide all-star, right? He will be a multi-year
Absolutely.
All-star without question.
Absolutely, and I'm putting Tyler Hero on that all-star bandwagon, too.
Right? I mean, how about that? A young kid, that young, in a game that really is dominated by veteran personalities, to be doing what he does, I mean, that it's almost shocking, no?
Well, it really helps. Like, I do leadership breakfast with, you know, I mix my team up, and we're going through Jay Billis's toughness book this year, and we're on leadership meetings, and it's interesting because, like, a sophomore or junior will you say, well, when I was a freshman, I didn't think it was my turn to lead. And, you know, I have a sophomore who's 21. And I said, well, how old are you? She said, 21. I said, how old is Tyler Hero? Yeah, I said, do you think they tell him to not speak and not lead? Like, he's 20. Like, he's older than you, killing it in the NBA playoffs. Like, if you're good, your game speaks for yourself, and you're allowed to lead, and you need permission to play to your talents. And he's special.
And Coach, if you were on the other side, if you were giving Brad Stevens some help, what would you tell Boston to do game three that could offset all this greatness that we're talking about with the Heat?
Well, I mean, gosh, it you know, for me to tell Brad Stevens how to coach is a joke, but I would – no, I'm serious. But against that zone, I would absolutely put five people on the perimeter and get Bam out of the lane. You know, instead of trying to attack him and trying to get through the seams of the zone, I would just spread it out. When the forward pulls, the center has the corner coverage, and now you got Bam out of the lane, and maybe then you can attack it. But with Bam in the paint, you got to get him out of there. But don't tell Brad. I'm sure he's figured that out.
Listen, I don't think it's that absurd that you'd be giving him advice. He's down 0-2, and they don't seem to have any answers. They're screaming at each other in the locker room. Coach Katie Meyer is with us. How common or rare is that to have a team yelling and screaming and throwing things in the locker room after a game?
You know, it depends on what the intent of the emotion was, because that's not always a bad thing, Carter. You know that. I mean, sometimes it just, you got to get to that point. You know, there's someone who wasn't on board or didn't respect a play call, or you know, thought that their shot, you know, and they're blowing off the strategy of the team. And at a certain point, you know, coach-led teams don't win championships, and player-led teams do. And that's just the bottom line when it comes to a high-level sports team. And if the players aren't in there trying to fix it, then no matter what the coach does, you know, you can't fix some of that stuff. And it seems like there's a lack of focus or a lack of commitment at times, at crucial moments on their team. And the players should be mad about that.
Well, Coach, we're asking you about some coaching techniques. And I've heard that you have a date when you can get back on the sideline. What's the update on college basketball?
I know. Isn't it great? I have a raspy voice because we had workouts today. It's so fun to be so fun to have coach's voice again. Yeah, no, we're excited. I mean, the 25th, it's a mad scramble now to adjust your schedule, and we lost some games. You know, ACC, we're still waiting to hear how many games we'll play in our conference. It's just a year to be flexible. But boy, oh boy, when we get that first game target date of November 25th, we practiced a lot harder today. Our players just didn't have to suffer the unknowns. You know, there's a target, there's a mission, and there's a start date. So our intensity went up, our commitment went up. You know, you'd like to say it was, you know, it's always high, but it's very difficult to just, you know, drive over a bridge and not know what's on the other side. You're not going to drive as fast, and now we drove fast today. We were excited.
That's awesome. Yeah, November 25th is when college hoops will return. Coach Katie Meyer, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes women's basketball team, we love talking basketball with you. Hopefully the Heat continue doing what they're doing. And then hopefully, I know I'm putting the cart in front of the horse here, but hopefully we get to talk to you when it's Heat versus LeBron, Lakers, Heat,
and
NBA Finals. I mean, that would be a basketball lover's dream. So I think we might be headed towards that. Yeah, that would. Coach Katie Meyer.
Hawk dropped out.
Did Hawk drop out? Thank you, Coach.
I think he did. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
And Coach. Okay. Hey, Coach, I give back to the community. I don't know what Jay Crowder does for the community, but I give back a lot. You know,
right.
I'm a fisherman.
That's right.
I'm just messing around, Coach.
I appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you so much, Coach. Yes, sir.
I can't
sir.
Believe Hawk didn't make me say that he's the funniest man on earth. Oh, my God.
Oh, Coach, why did you do that to him? You amped his head up so bad. He was retweeting and emailing us all day.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
He got me in a weak moment.
So much.
Weak moment. Weak moment.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, Coach. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye.
It's head coach Katie Meyer of the Hurricanes basketball team. Should we stick around
do we
for
have,
Hawk? No, right?
I was saying, do we have anything next? I know we had a potential guest next time, but
so,
next segment.
A little behind the curtain here. Hawk is frantically texting us what happened. Crowder, you know, he finished off that segment, right? Like he talked – that entire segment probably for 3 minutes without realizing that he dropped, which makes me very happy.
Yes.
No Solomon Kinley next. We thought we might get Solomon Kinley next, but it doesn't look like he's gonna jump on. So let's just take a break, Crowder.
Okay. Well, we'll be back. We'll be back soon. Hawkman and Crowder Show.